It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. Well, thank you, New York. And thank you to the great listeners of this show. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. For those not familiar, Nielsen Ratings is the source for ratings in the media world. And the fact that we're consistently in the top 10 in AM radio is very special. And, of course, the tribute is to you, the wonderful listeners of this show. Well, our listeners know that every single week we interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss so many different professions and categories, including real estate, leadership, strategic planning, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, social media, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. I also want to thank people that give me feedback from time to time. Actually, on a regular basis, I get feedback from people about guests that we've had and some of the points that they've raised. And of course, it's very special to receive that feedback because that's what this show is all about. It's helping you get ahead in today's business world. Also, some additional thank yous, Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an important support role, in particular, Srilly, Rina, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And, of course, to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, a special thank you and a mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. They featured interviews that we've had with John Scully, Greg Chalker of Capital One, Christine Comerford, Tom Cortese of Peloton, the founders of Warby Parker, and most recently, the CEO of Connex, Michael Arreton. That was pretty cool. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Any episode, people sometimes ask, how can I hear the interview you had with Captain Sully Sullenberger? It's very easy. Go to mybradio.com. What about the interview I had with Iris Lotowitz of Eastern Union Funding, or John Scully, CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, President and CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, and so many other amazing guests, Shep Hyken, Paul Massey, David Mandel, Jay Baer, Keith Mistrich, Chris McCann. Each one represents either a major company or a major nonprofit, and they shared so much wisdom. It's all free. And if you're an iTunes person, you can access it on iTunes. But the easiest way to access the interview and then pick up the channel that you like is going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, my guest this evening is none other than Bluma Wolf, founder and CEO of JBW Enterprises. JBW Enterprises is a promotional marketing agency that specializes in creative promotional campaigns that focus on your customer's needs. Now, Bottom Line Marketing Group recently celebrated our 25th anniversary. We had a very special event. And we were racking our brains on a special gift to give to all the participants. And that's why we reached out to Bluma Wolf, JBW Enterprises, and she came up with something really cool, and it was something that was not on our mind beforehand, but that's why you reach out to and you talk to a professional, because that's what professionals do. She's a real professional, and that's why we really wanted to feature her on Mind Your Business. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we will discuss creativity and how to factor in promotional items into your marketing channels. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Bluma Wolf. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Okay. Thank you so much, Yitzhak, for having me here. And I'm very excited to share my experience in the promotional marketing industry with you tonight.
Thank you. Now, for the listeners, let's just jump right in. What is JBW Enterprises? Just you know, talk a little bit about what your company does on a day in and day out basis.
Okay, so JBW is simply, I put it like that, it's a unique promotional marketing agency that takes your company's vision mm-hmm. and your company's goals, and it combines we combine it with our industry's experience mm-hmm. in promotional marketing with our innovativeness to help you come up with items that will reflect back on who you are and what goals you're looking to achieve.
Now, I as I mentioned at the top of the show, we found that when we wanted to create something, and what was refreshing is we turned to you and said, we have an idea, there's roughly going to be 150 people, here's our budget. And you just came back with ideas. It wasn't like I had to say, okay, should we give out pens or whatever, you know, just the standard thing. And we said, you know, here's what we're working with. And you came back with ideas. And, of course, one of them was a home run. And the participants at the event all took one or two. It's fine. But it scored. And so that's why I drank the Kool-Aid, as they say. I am a believer in your work and a happy client, what should I say?
Okay, thank you. And you pointed out a very good point, is that we collaborate. That's our strength, is in the collaboration, that we take your vision for what you want out of this event, what you want out of this campaign, and mm-hmm. we combine it with our creativity, with our experience in the industry. So at the end of the day, what we create out of this is a combination of what your vision is, what you want, together with us.
Got you. Now, perhaps you could just share a little bit about your journey. What was it, you know, at what point did you say, you know what, promotional marketing and this area of creative promotional marketing is really what I love? Because if you didn't love what you're doing, you wouldn't be in it.
Right.
At what point did you realize
that? Did I come to here to this point? So yeah. I have a creative bone in me that's always looking for ways to express itself. Okay. So as an entrepreneur, I've always been involved in small businesses and businesses of all sizes. And people have consulted with me to help them with their advertising needs, looking for creativity, ways to separate themselves from their competition. And one of the companies that I was working with was a promotional item company. Mm-hmm. And that company has been in business for 30 years, and they've been doing business today like they've been doing it 30 years ago. And I've noticed that when you Google and you go online and Google promotional items, you will find hundreds of websites that almost replicate each other.
Right.
And they're almost pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much the same. Right.
They're all just about the product, and that's all the focus is.
Pens and more pens.
Whatever it is. Exactly. So I realize that there's a tremendous need in this industry to combine the creativity and the marketing component with that item, and that's how JBW was created.
Wow. And again, I happen to, as a creative person myself, and I went to FIT, I love the aspect that we could turn to you as a professional and say, you know, and not only are you not frustrated by this approach, you actually appreciate this approach to say, okay, here's what I want to accomplish with the event. And now I just kind of toss it in your lap and say, Bluma, it's, you know, just come back with some ideas, as opposed to someone, as opposed to a client coming and say, here's, you know, exactly what I want, which of course you do as well. I'm sure that if someone
100%.
Says, you know, I have this in mind and can you do it? I'm sure you'll work with that as well.
100%.
Got you. But you don't mind, and you actually enjoy, you embrace the idea that a client can come to you and say, you know, here's what I want to accomplish with the event, and I want to hear ideas. And then you come with them, you package it up, and we're going to discuss soon the idea that you take it from A to Z. You follow through on every single aspect. Before we go to a commercial break, maybe how could people get in touch with you? What is your website? What is your direct number?
Okay, so people can reach me at www.jbwenterprises.net, okay. Or they can call me directly. I am available all day and all night, pretty much, at 845-216-9941.
Okay, can you please repeat the information?
Again, my website is www.jbwenterprises.net. And again, my cell phone that can be reached at all hours, 845-216-9941.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Bluma Wolf of JBW Enterprises. By the way, I wanted to just mention that our giveaway this week, every week we have a giveaway, is my own book, So What's the Bottom Line? All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. Again, it's that simple. Text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600 and you'll receive the book, So What's the Bottom Line? 76 Proven Marketing Tips and Techniques for Building Your Business and Personal Brand. Well, now getting back to our very special guest, Bluma Wolf of JBW Enterprises. Again, just in case you're tuning in, she runs a firm that specializes in creative promotional marketing items. So, does she do the pens and the pads? I'm sure she does those as well. But definitely, if your company wants to have an item that's unique and that's something that when you send it to someone, they'll appreciate that there was thought that went into it, she's the one. She's the go-to person. Now, Bluma, how many different industries do you service? Is it just corporate? Do you also service nonprofits?
We do service all different types of industries. We are not industry specific. Okay. We've worked with the financial industry, okay, the healthcare industry, nonprofit, and even mom and pop stores. We've worked with all kinds of all different industries. We can accommodate all different financial levels because the process is really the same for all of them. It's really about understanding the vision that mm-hmm. they have for their company and the goals they're looking to achieve. So it doesn't matter if they're at a higher financial level or lower, we're still working with them in the same way.
Gotcha. And that's important for the listeners to know that, and I've worked with her. I call up, And we understand that many people are working within a specific budget. It has to be a realistic budget, obviously, but there's a budget and an amount, and you could be open, because then she'll come back with you. She'll come back to you with creative ideas within those parameters.
100%.
That's got you. Now, how do you provide for a complete client experience? And I'll explain. A couple of weeks back, we had the COO of Peloton, Tom Cortese. It was a fascinating interview, and he talked about on Peloton that they realized at some point that their weakest link was delivery, meaning they had this amazing exercise bike. That's just a simple way of putting it, but it's a whole experience, the Peloton. And they realized that when it was just being sent through a shipping company, when it would arrive, and this is cost a couple thousand dollars to get this item, it wasn't with white glove service. So they actually instituted an entire shipping division within Peloton. So these are people that use the Peloton bike, they drink the Kool-Aid, they part of the whole experience. So Tom Cortese shared that whole incident on the air. And in fact, if anyone missed that one, you can go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But what I found in dealing with JBW Enterprises is that when we had our item for the event, which was, how would you describe that? It was so cool. It was a wooden cooler, like a thermal.
Yeah.
And it had, of course, our identity on it. But then you also, part of the package, you realize, you said, hey, we can't just hand it out. It's like too cheap if you just hand it to someone without some type of packaging. So you actually created this really beautiful box, and of course with the paper stuffing, and there was a little beautiful, there was a part of a chocolates in there. It was the whole, you thought through the whole thing. How important is it to think through every aspect of a project in delivering a great client experience?
So I think that it starts with the very beginning. Let's start at the very beginning.
Sure.
To get a good understanding of what this is all about. It's really about, how is this representing you? How is this mm-hmm. representing your brand? How is this bringing, showing who
right.
you are?
Right.
So everything that you put out there really has to be a true representation of what you're about
mm-hmm.
and what goals you want to achieve. So
mm-hmm.
our experience starts with that. Number one, what's your vision for your company?
Excellent.
What's that all about? And then we can go from there and explore, what are your goals and objective for this campaign? What audience are you looking to target? What kind of message are you looking to bring across with this item?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a customer appreciation? Is it a campaign to show the public some new product that you have out
mm-hmm.
there? What is your goal? What is it that you're trying to achieve? And then on top of that, what kind of packaging do you want to include to deliver and to
right.
better to get a better response from the actual campaign? And then as well, what is very important as well is to evaluate what kind of results you want from this campaign. How do you want people to react? What can you measure? What would be success for you
right.
once that campaign is out there? So it's understanding from A to Z, and then all the way to the end, how do you plan to deliver this product? Is it through mail? Is it going to be hand delivered? Is it
right.
going to be at an event? So it's that entire experience. You can't leave any aspect out of it. And that's what we're here to guide you and provide for you.
Now, when coming up with a vision for a particular client or event, you mentioned this in the previous answer, but I just want to hold on to it because it's really such a great point. What factors do you take into account?
So when coming up with a vision, it's really our collaboration.
Okay.
And that's really the strength in this, in how we work with you, is because you're giving me, you're feeding me all the information. You're telling me about what your company's about, what your
right.
competitors are doing out there. We investigate, we research to see what other people are doing in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take all that together and we pull it all together to create that creative vision of what item we want to present, what our expectations are going to be for this project. So at the end of the day, the creative vision is really a collaboration of you and me working together. So it's together. It's something that you feel very much a part of once it actually comes into reality.
Now, one of the items that I'd actually like to discuss is one of the projects that we did together was a digital brochure, a video brochure. Here at Bottom Line, it was an active account, and we came up with the graphics surrounding it, and we created, obviously, the video that goes inside. But then we turned to Bluma, and she actually, with printing and technology, created this really cool item, which we call now the digital brochure. There are not enough people doing it. It's a very cool item. Maybe you could talk about the digital brochure.
So the video brochure
The video brochure.
Digital brochure, both go together, okay. No problem. So what's fascinating about it is that it gives people something that they can hold in their hands, mm-hmm. and it comes to life. So when it's just a piece of paper that you have to sit and read, people right. today are not reading anymore. People enjoy seeing and being able to experience through that video what you are trying to present. And that's the power of a video brochure. It's giving a brochure, but then when you open it up, it's a whole new world. It's
right.
an experience.
It's experience. Now, and it's very cool because even when you deliver, let's say people order 100 at a time or 200 at a time, if they technically need to update the video, they can, right? They just plug in
100%,
one of those little chips and they can update
They can change it and update it as needed, 100%.
Wow. Is there a certain minimum amount of those type of brochures or maximum that...
Well, there is no maximum. Just the more you order, obviously, the more time right. you need for production.
Gotcha.
And then often, if it's coming overseas, there will be more time necessary for shipping as well.
The larger the minimum, shipment. A person should think is 50
a minimum,
or 100?
It really depends on each project gotcha. When it comes to minimums.
Got you. What about the different sizes and shapes of that type of piece? Are there certain standards? I'm not asking for a specific size, but I'm saying there are two or three.
There are some standards, and then we also do have the ability to customize it completely
right.
as well.
So that's good to know. It can be customized, naturally be subject to an additional fee
100%.
Because you're going out of bounds, as they say. But there are certain standards within this type of piece.
Yes.
Because we've seen success with that. That digital brochure, or video brochure, whatever you want to call it, is really cool. You open it up, and it automatically, as it opens, it starts playing the video right away. Of course, once it's finished, there's a button. You could replay it, etc. But you have a way of communicating with
you're
motion.
You're grabbing their attention
right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting question that we all in the creative world deal with, and that is communicating a creative vision to a client. So when you deal with, let's say, a firm, a marketing firm, so we're creatives at our core, right? We got professional training in it, etc. Let's say you're dealing with someone in the financial space, and their head is great at figuring out financial matters, but they may not be a creative mind. They may even admit it to you that they're not, but they're turning to you for some type to come back to them with a creative vision for a really great promotional gift. How does that process work when you're communicating with someone that doesn't have a creative touch to them?
So what I've reiterated and mentioned over and over many times is that it's about collaboration. So even if he's coming with a logical mind, then it could be that this piece might have a logical piece to it because it's a combination of what their vision is. And if that's partially their vision, then it's going to have whatever it is that we come up with, it's going to have a piece of them in it because we're working together. And it's going to represent their vision combined with our creativity. So once the creative vision is brought to life, it's something that's already a part of them because they've already shared with us everything that they know about themselves and what their goals are for this item. So it's not something that's going to be a surprise for them. It's something that they already have a part in it.
Okay, so I get that. But then when you're presenting it to them, meaning because you're not, or do you create an actual demo, an actual item? Meaning how do they... Let's say they trust you. They know you're going to do a great job. But how are you communicating, even though you took all that information, when you come back with your idea, How are you presenting it to them?
We send them images of the items at first. Gotcha. And then we get samples, and we have them review the samples.
Gotcha.
And then once we're all ready to go, they've seen the samples, they've seen the images, they feel fully confident in what we're going to do with that.
Gotcha. Okay, so there is a way that they're actually able to see and, in many cases, touch and feel a sample item.
100%.
So then they know. It's not just a surprise and they get a box one day and like, even though they trusted you along the way, but they want to make sure
they
that
they're very much a part of the process, yes.
Got you. You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Our giveaway tonight is the book, So What's the Bottom Line? 76 Proven Marketing Tips and Techniques for Building Your Business and Your Personal Brand. It could be yours by texting MYB to 64600. Again, 64600, that's the texting number. Put in the letters MYB, and one lucky listener is going to win the book. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on, we'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saftless on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500 or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world at mybradio.com. That's how it's streaming. And actually, I think I forgot to mention, there's the app, the 77 WABC app. That's another way that you could just listen to it anywhere, anytime. Now, my guest this evening is none other than Bluma Wolf, founder and CEO of JBW Enterprises. They are a firm that specializes in creative promotional gifts. Does the firm do regular promotional gifts as well? Yes, they do. But their specialty, and we drank the Kool-Aid here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. We had a recent event. We needed something very unique, very creative, and within a specific budget, we called Bluma Wolf. It was like it was a very painless, maintenance-free process. We discussed with her our, you know, just some ideas that we had. She came back with a totally different item, which we loved. We went with her idea, and she thought the whole process through. It wasn't just the thermal that was actually was really cool, and even the dimensions of it and the look. It had the wooden look, which went in with the invitation that we did. Everything was thought through, including the packaging. She said, you know, how are you giving it out? So she created a box, and we were able to put some type of identity and messaging on the box, and there were chocolates inside the box as well. Every single detail was thought through. And that's a particular highlight of dealing with JBW Enterprises.
Yeah,
so that's you. Yes, you're welcome. What would you say? I have to ask you, what's the biggest challenge that you face in the industry?
So the biggest challenge that we face in the industry is that companies don't recognize the importance of the promotional item. They don't recognize the longevity that it offers. They don't look at often don't look at the long-term effect that it can have. And, you know, we're just so used to that, you know, I have to go to an event, I just need to give something out, just throw something out there. And they don't realize that it's basically throwing money in the garbage because there is no goal that's in mind with that actual item. So, you know, for example, if you go to a trade show and mm-hmm. you walk up to a table and you see some interesting little giveaway there and the guy behind the counter says, take as many as you want. What does that show you? That there's no value.
Nothing, right.
There's no value to no it. Value. And so that's basically taking money, throwing it in the garbage. Right. So what we do here at the we are trying to change this industry and open up people's eyes to the power that a promotional item has and that it can have a wow factor to it that people can remember for a long time, or it will sit, you know, on their table, will be right. used all the time, and that will have a long-term effect and longevity behind it. So that's probably our biggest challenge is in educating the consumer about that.
It's a very good point because you're right. People look at things in kind of, you know, what's the effect right now? You know, long-term, but that's very short-sighted.
Exactly.
Because it's not thinking through the impact. If someone gets a beautiful gift that is really meaningful and it will stay on your client's desk day in and day out, that's far more valuable than the type of thing that just, you know, he'll take home from the show and maybe give it to his kid. And
exactly. So there was no thought behind the product at all.
Now let's talk about the promotional, you know, the promotional item world in terms of marketing. Now, obviously, you know, it's critical to branding and marketing to have great promotional items, certainly for retention and sometimes for lead generation. What should the thought process be like when deciding what to choose? Meaning, perhaps you could talk about addressing it from the goal from the get-go. And some of these items you touched on earlier, but just it's important that we explain for the audience these items because they're so critical to the process. The emotion that you're trying to evoke and leveraging your marketing dollars in a very effective way.
Okay, so again, always first understanding what your company's about and what your goals are. That's always the number one concern here. Then once we have that clear and we understand what you're trying to achieve and what emotion you're trying to evoke, mm-hmm. then we can come up with ideas to assist you and to help you be successful with whatever it is that you're looking to achieve. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there was an organization that many people know about that gives financial assistance to couples that struggle with infertility. Mm-hmm. And they were doing a high-end event or dinner mm-hmm. somewhere in LA, and they were looking to get wealthy individuals to come and attend their event and give a donation. And so they were creating their invitation for this event, and it was a beautiful mm-hmm. invitation. And they reached out to see what else can they include that will make this way more impactful and deliver so much more than they're actually doing with just that invitation. Mm-hmm. So I suggested to them to include a sound module inside the invitation, that when they open up that invitation, they will hear the sound of a baby gurgling, wow, a baby wow. making sounds, and precious. They can bring across the message to these people who were fortunate enough to have mm-hmm. this experience. Mm-hmm. But there are couples out there that cannot afford the treatment that are necessary to have children and may never experience the sound of those babies. And that emotion that it pulls out of people could make them want to have a part of helping these couples and therefore attend the event, give a larger donation. And you also have to remember that you want an immediate response. Okay, the focus here right now is when they open that invitation, you got to get them to right away commit to going to the event mm-hmm. and right away, you know, send in a donation. They get so many invites. And mm-hmm. these philanthropists are invited to, you know, hundreds of events throughout the year. You want to be able to get them to attend your event. You want them to give your donation to your organization. And it's about being able to pull out that emotion from them that will make them connect and want to be a part of this.
Now, I have to point out something that I, from experience, have a strong opinion on, and I want to touch on it because you brought up, sending a very a high-end invitation, which naturally will cost more than sending just something that's a piece of paper and even if it's a little bit of a thicker stock. So sometimes people will say, yes, but when the donor receives it, they might say, well, why are you spending so much money on an upscale invitation? And I could tell you from life experience that response, meaning to be concerned about that response, is being also short-sighted. Because at the end of the day, those pieces work. Even if someone makes the comment, at the end of the day, it worked. It registered. The alternative is to go with a cheap item, which doesn't oppress the donor, and then they have a lower attendance at the dinner because they were concerned about the person may make a comment. And even if a person does make the comment, it's easily explainable because you could always say to the person, thank you so much, you know, for pointing that out. As it turns out, we have found that it increased our attendance. So for you, sir, let's say to Joe, sometimes you could just be polite and say, for Joe, perhaps for you, it wasn't, we wouldn't have had to spend so much. But for everyone else, we're seeing that it's increasing our response in a great way.
Now, 100%. Also, if mm-hmm. I can add,
sure.
that when somebody receives something of higher value, it also shows an appreciation to them.
That's correct.
You know, they're not sending it to just anybody. They're sending That's it correct. To very specific individuals. So if Joe is getting something that's a little bit more expensive, that means, Joe, you mean something to us. And that's right. also what can come
that's
out
correct.
From that invitation as well.
And as I point out, the brochure for a Lexus is different than the brochure for a Toyota. There's a different experience. So that piece, when it arrives by a donor, like you mentioned, it's communicating that this experience is going to be different than just another average event, because that piece is communicating what the event will be. So therefore, will it cost a little bit more? Yes, but the return is far greater. Because you took the time out to develop a really meaningful piece for the event.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the point that we are trying to bring across in this industry.
Now, there's a lot of talk now, these days about content marketing. Does that play any role in your services at JBW?
100%. So let me first define content marketing
sure.
for you and for the listeners. Content marketing is a marketing technique of creating and distributing valuable and relevant content to a clearly defined audience mm-hmm. with the objective of driving profitable customer action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we are doing here. And the focus is on the word content and relevant. And when you're looking for an item, on value and
mm-hmm.
relevant. So when
mm-hmm.
you're looking for an item, you are looking for something that will have a value and will be relevant to who you are and the goals you're looking to achieve. And then again, you're attracting a clearly defined audience with this product. And your end goal is going to be, how can I drive a more profitable customer action with these products.
Yeah, that is true. Now, I just have to ask you this question. You know, we're going to move on from content marketing to, let's say, print-based marketing. You know, there are many cynics out there that don't realize the power of print media, and some people say print media is dead, even though I like pointing out, and I have a drawer here full of samples at the office of direct mail that I received from Google. You know, like, now, why in the world would Google send me direct mail? Everyone knows Google stands for AdWords, and people have SEO campaigns and you know, all that type of marketing channels on that are based on digital. But Google is sending direct mail, so it's obviously not dead. But from your perspective, what's your take on print media?
So my take on print media within the promotional marketing mm-hmm. industry is the ability to send your clients something in the mail. Now, because we are getting so much less traffic in the mail, we don't get our bills anymore there, we don't get the news there, there's so little coming through the mail. Whatever we do get in the mail is something that can stand out. You can take advantage of this space that is not being used so much anymore. And I like to tell this story. You know, we were standing outside waiting for my kids' bus, mm-hmm. and with all the moms, and we're all chatting, and up comes a UPS truck, and he pulls down the block. Every single mom turned around to see, where is that UPS
stopping?
You know, truck going? And even when the guy gets out of the truck, one lady screamed out, oh, is that going to 153? You know, and everybody, and then we're telling the lady next to me, oh, you got a package. There's so much excitement that's put into this, into the mail. So it's obviously not dead, and it's an opportunity for us to take advantage of. And that's where direct mail, sending promotional items with the right packaging, with the whole combination, focusing on your vision and your goals, you can really achieve so much with that channel.
It's a great point. And of course, we're interchanging the term, whether it's mail or UPS. It's a matter of sending it directly to a person's address, whether it's a company or an individual, sending it directly. Bluma, before we take a commercial break, perhaps you could share, how could people get in touch with you?
People can reach us at our website at www.jbwenterprises.net, or they can reach me on my cell phone. I'm available all the time at 845-216-9941.
And can you please repeat the information?
And once again, our website is www.jbwenterprises.net, and my cell phone can be reached at all hours, 845-216-9941.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saflis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500 or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I get this question asked often, so therefore I'm going to take a minute out to just tell everyone that all prior episodes are available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And in fact, the interview I'm having tonight with Bluma Wolf, the founder and CEO of JBW Enterprises, by Tuesday morning, this will be live and accessed the methods that you like to consume your media, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Player.fm, Audio Boom, you want to listen directly on your computer, it's easy. All you have to do is go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you can catch the interview we had with Melissa Powell, the COO of the Allure Group, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS, and so many other great guests. Every single guest, you're able to access their entire interview by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, getting back to tonight's guest, Bluma Wolf, the CEO of JBW Enterprises. Again, thank you for taking of your precious time to join me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Pleasure. Now, I just have to ask you, you know, we live in a world that changes quite fast. Are there any particular trends in your industry that you could discuss?
So I find that it's not about the trends. It's really about understanding the company. Because sometimes you may want to give a product out that's not necessarily trending, but will invoke a feeling of nostalgia. So it's not necessarily the trends that we're focused on. We're focusing on how the product represents the company and their needs and the goals they're looking to achieve. So, for example, I like to use is the corded telephone. Today, mm-hmm. everybody's got cordless phones. They've got cell phones.
Right.
You know, many people don't have phones, only have cell phones, don't
right.
even have their home
the regular
line anymore.
Line. Right.
And that corded wall phone often gives people a sense, a little bit of a security, because if you don't have electricity, you don't have your battery died in your cell phone, and you're able to plug that corded phone into the wall, you have now a connection to the world. You can call 911. You are now, it gives you a little bit of a sense of security. So that's taking a product that not necessarily is trending, but you can use it in your campaign to deliver a certain message or a certain feeling.
Mm. Now, I just have to ask, I mean, you're running now a company that, thank God, it's you're servicing nonprofits, you're serving, you know, corporate America. Perhaps you could share some tips. As you know, there are many small business owners in the listenership of this show. Perhaps you could share some tips with the audience about running a business day to day.
Okay, so the main thing I say is to focus on your vision, but don't lose sight of your mission. You need to have That's a nice. Vision with a mission. So you always have to think three steps ahead. And the three steps ahead means that what's going to be next, and then if that doesn't work out, what are we going to do then? And if it does work out, then what's the next step after that? So you need to look at both sides when planning your few steps ahead. Mm-hmm. But you can't lose sight of who you are and the essence of your company. And building a business is challenging. There are going to be hurdles along the way. There are going to be difficulties that come up and that are completely unexpected. And you need to stay committed and focused to who you are and just keep going. And then eventually you will reach those goals. You will get those steps ahead, but never lose sight of your true mission and who you are.
Great point. If I may put you on the spot with this question, I mean, in your industry, there are sometimes surprises or challenges or where something went wrong. Let's say there's an event coming up and the shipment hadn't been delivered or et cetera. I mean, moments where we say we sweat, you know, like,
exactly.
Uh-oh, what
is so there? You pointed that out, actually. The moments that we sweat are really when it comes to shipping, because every process that's in our control, we can really control it. We mm-hmm. can control how we design it. We get the samples. We see what the item's going to look like. When it comes to shipping, we have no control of that. And especially mm-hmm. if it's coming from overseas, it's shipping via ocean, 40-day transit. The weather can change that. Right. Then, you know, we just had this now in October. We were supposed to get a shipment 2 weeks earlier, and it came, thank God, the day before the event, but it was affected by the hurricanes back then. So that is something that can be very challenging for us. But the way that we can actually deal with that is we tell our customers and our clients to try to give us the calendar for the year. So we can see what events you have, what shows you have coming up, what projects you are, you know, you're anticipating. And that way we can schedule it and know that we have enough time for production, enough time for shipping. And that way we don't ever fall into a situation where we can't control, like, the weather and
very
things like that.
Very fair point. To think in advance and plan it out to allow that extra leeway, that extra buffer time, in order to deal with any urgent matters or curveballs that come along that were unexpected. Before we go to my final question, I want to remind the listeners that the JBW Enterprises has a full range of creative marketing promotional items, and their specialty is even creating something that didn't exist beforehand, coming up with something that's really out of the box and unique. Do they do the regular pens and pads and stuff like that? Yes, they do. But their specialty is coming up with very creative solutions that will really resonate. When you send it to a prospect or to an existing client as a retention reminder, it works. I know that we've done it. We've used their services here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, and we were very happy, and that's why I wanted to have her on the show. And thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. By the way, as a final reminder, what is your website and a way that they could reach you? And, you know, I'm not asking you to give your cell phone unless you prefer that people, or if you're comfortable leaving it that way, that's your call. But how can they get in touch with you?
So our website is www.jbwenterprises.net. Okay. And yes, as you mentioned, my cell phone, because okay. I like to be available to my clients.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, things always are constantly coming up.
Yeah, the best salespeople today give out their cell.
Yes, I want to be there to I want them to feel confident that I'm there and I'm ready to help them when necessary. So I do offer to be able to directly contact me at 845-216-9941. And I invite you, all of you listeners, to give me a call, and I will offer you a free 15-minute analysis of how we can help you potentially be more successful.
That's very gracious. I want to repeat that again. Bluma said, well, thank you, first of all, because that's a gift here. When you're tuned in and you're thinking, okay, how could this benefit me? But I don't know if I should call her. I'm not sure my budget. Don't feel uncomfortable. She's saying, listen, it will be a free analysis. It takes around 15 minutes. She'll have the conversation with you and come back with some ideas. That's very gracious. Again, let's say if you could please give your, I guess, cell if you're comfortable with that so they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so once again, I'm offering to you a free 15-minute analysis of your company, and we're going to explore how we can help you succeed in the marketing and promotional marketing industry. And you can reach me at 845-216-9941. My line that you can reach me at again is 845-216-9941 or at the website www.jbwenterprises.net.
Now, as we bring the interview to a close, any final thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
My final thought would be to always remember that everything you put out there is a true representation of who you are. So it's whether the employees that you hire or the advertisements that go out there or the product that you put out there needs to really reflect who you are, because people are going to look at that and say, they see your name on it, what does that represent? And you want to have a true representation of who you are and your vision and your goals and everything to come together.
Bluma, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you again for having me. This
brings a really great show to a close. In case you're just tuned in the last few minutes, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at the site that's dedicated to the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. The video may take an extra week or two, but it will go up as well. And, of course, be on our robust YouTube channel. Well, that brings to a close another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night, again at 10 p.m., right here for Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.